something that's very appropriate for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The dinim of how far you have to go in Bedika and Chametz, in Bedika I mean in cleaning the house for Chametz, how far a person has to go to do it. I would just like, sort of as an introduction, to read to you a few words from Simon Tuf Mem Dalet. So Simon Tuf Mem Dalet talks about Erev Pesach Chaliz B'Shabbos, and I'm not going to go into those halachis, but just what's nogea to us is a very interesting line. I was in a cranky mood one day at Mincha, and someone came over to me and he asked me, what do you say about the egg matzahs for Erev Shabbos, instead of challah? So, I don't know, I wasn't feeling well that week, but I told him, what's the big deal? Like, why is everyone making such a big fuss? What's wrong with eating bokolach for the sudas? You know, everyone's nervous about the crumbs. So I told him, and I'll read to you in a second, what do you mean? In Shulchan Aruch it says, eat the crumbs, eat your bilkaluch, Erev Shabbos, Chalis B'Shabbos. And then, it's true they are crumbs. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you take the tablecloth, you shake the crumbs out on the floor, and you make Pesach. That's what it says. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Erev Shabbos. Achar she'ochal b'shabbos zu suda shachris. It's a mechaber. Achar she'ochal b'shabbos zu suda shachris. Yenar amap she'ochal bay. After you're finished eating the meal, you shake out the tablecloth. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Va'oisam pirurim dakim, and those small crumbs, the kinuach ha'kairos, and the what's crumbs that are left on the kairos. I say they used to eat some barley or something as well on the plate. Ain't tzarich lefia mishu, so you don't have to worry about them. You don't have to get them out of the house. Then you dross them beraglayim, and mizbayim me'alayim. People step on them in the house. That's a beer by itself. So, you know, it's not, that's such a thing. But okay. Anyway, that's all for entertainment purposes. Let's see the halacha of what it says here regarding this issue. What? You're not supposed to step on crumbs of bread. Yeah, but the smoke. I think this time is man of beer. You could step on the crumbs of bread. Okay. If it's not in a carrying issue, then you could. There are a few more copies coming up. What? No. See, first Sivav. The Yikr will be Sivches, but just to keep on going in order. Sivav is an interesting Siv. Nahagu legarer haksalim vahakisais. Shanaga behem chametz. The minig is to legarer means to rub down the walls and the chairs. Shenoga b'am ha-chametz. How did the walls get chametz? Kids, go with your hands, okay. So the minig, nagu, people have a minig to rub down the walls and chairs. The yesh lahem amashe yismaychu. And they have what to rely on. It's not an aveira. That's what it sounds like. Isn't that funny, Lashon? And if this chametz in a crack, let's say in the chair, and you can't get to it, smear a little bit of plaster over it, and then it's buried under the tit, and that's good. So it's not clear. What does it say here? Does it say you're supposed to rub the chairs? You're not supposed to. Yeshav Amashi Yismaychu sounds like, no, it's not an aveira. What's a pshat? So Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshua Mamashi Yismaychu Ratzalaymer Ein Lilaig Al Haminig Loimesho Minig Shtos Bechumri Yisaira. That if you see somebody rubbing the chairs, don't say it's a Minig Shtos and it's a Chumri Yisaira. Eli Yeshua Zes Samach Minig Yerushalmi Disa Shamata Fezit Batek Chayv Levar. So it sounds like Mikra Din, you don't have to do it. But if somebody does it, it's not terrible. Aye, there's a Samach from the Yerushalmi, it's up to Mishnah Berurah. And the Shartian, the Kamak in Raya Gemura Leka, there's no Raya from the Yerushalmi, the Hasam, Kshatach Alakaisel Ken, Shatach and Betit, the Yachalis Kabis, Kazayis, the Mokim Echot. Now we're going to see what that means shortly. So he brings that this in Indian, he calls the Yisrael Kedoshim, this meaning that our wives have to rub and get rid of every little bit, every crumb of chametz.
Did they hide the chametz in the hole in the wall?
We were there biting in the holes in the wall. Yeah, there they were not afraid for crumbs. They were afraid for gluskiyafa, for a cookie. Oh, that could lead to okay.
So,
okay. So Mishnah Bura says, "Zemahani afili yesh mokem bahu kizayis." That also is not Mishnah. All right. So Siv Vav is interesting enough. It's telling you that there's such a minig. Now Siv Zayin batzek shebisitkei areva. The crumbs that are in the cracks of a mixing trowel, or as they pronounce it down south, mixing trough. Yesh kizayis b'mokim echad chayiv levayer. There's a kizayis in one spot, you're obligated to get rid of it. Dimlav, and if there's no kizayis in one place, so then it depends. Mayasoy lechazik by shivrei areva, or listan by nekev. If it's made to fill a hole, bottled in the Utah, it's bottled to the Areva. In love, but if it's just there, chayiv levayer, then a person should get rid of it. So it depends. If it's bottled to the keli, it became part of the keli, then there's no problem. But if it's little bits, then you have to get rid of it. But Dr. Magen Avram, does this mean little bits that you have to scratch around your pot? Magen Avram says in Yud, it means that you're going to take a pin, you're scratching the cracks in your pots at home, but in that pot, when you finish scratching, you'll have a kazayis. Does that clean mitzarfay? Avok shalayni shemena kol kazayis. Ain't sark levara tulein osi lachazek. Kimo shekosam nu sifalot kemuchach b'smak. So he's saying is that if there's no kazayis, there's no problem. So we're going to have to see, because here the shaila is, if you have chametz in the cracks of your pots, and in the total it's less than a kazayis, whether it's something that a person has to clean out at all. The Mishnah Brura, when he brings this down, he says, "Be'emes yesh machlokes bein ha'poskim, the das harbei poskim that filo pachas mekazayis tzorach biur." This is all talking if the chametz you're going to get from scratching the cracks in the pot are roi l'achila k'tzas. They're roi to eat. But if you have both things together, it's something that nobody would ever eat. And if it's not a k'tzayis, ain't tzarech levayer l'kuli alma. You don't have to be mevayer. So what does that mean? That means that if you have a pot, the way the ladies scratch with their pins around the rims of the pot, assuming you're not going to use that pot on Pesach, you're putting it away, so then there's no problem. You're never going to get anything out of there which is going to be a kazayis, roi l'achila. Sometimes, the only place I could think of is when they pick up the stovetop and they clean out under the stovetop. So there, sometimes you'll find something that's roi l'achila k'tzas. I mean, not everyone's going to jump for excitement, but sometimes you find a piece of macaroni there, or you find something underneath. So that, if it's less than a kazayis, that's a machlokes ha'poskim, whether that has to be cleaned out or not. But if you have both, that it's pachas mekazayis, and it's not roi l'achila, then less man de palik, that there's no obligation to clean the cable. Okay, we're going to discuss that shortly. But this is what it says so far here in the halacha. Yes. All right, it's a mixing bowl. I'm just saying, Pat. What way would it be different? No, I say a pot that you don't plan to use on Pesach. So about a plan that you don't plan to use. Either anything you plan to use, chametz is also b'mashu. All
right.
I'm comparing what's in
Siskiyot.
So therefore, it's like nofel on my pilus. Okay, maybe. Well, behind the refrigerator is different. If something falls behind the refrigerator, behind the stove, It says, in Gemara it says, that if chametz falls into a bar, omek asara tfachim, if it's in a bar, it's 10 tfachim deep, that you don't have to go get it. That doesn't mean you're mesopic, it means you know. And it doesn't mean there's crumbs, it means there's a box of Cheerios. You know, it fell behind the refrigerator, and it's in perfectly good condition. So bittel is enough. Now, if you can do bittel and plan to get it out, matzah Pesach and eat it, that's not bittel. Bittel means you mevatel it. Whenever you'll get around to getting it, you're going to just throw it out. So that bittel is good enough. Not only you don't have to look for chametz behind the stove or behind the refrigerator, it's enough that it's that even if you know this chametz there, 100%, you know it's edible. The bittel be al masagi. Now that says if it's 10 tefachim deep, that there's no chash that a person's going to stick his hand down to get it. Now the stove top, is there a chash that a person might lift up the stove top? I don't know. Sometimes it depends, especially if you have pilot light. Sometimes you lift it up and you light the pilot light, you relight it. So what? It's more accessible. So I'm not sure that just like enough of my pilots. What? What? Oh, that's a good question. Okay, we're going to come to that. We're going to come to that now in Sifches.
Is this got like
the Reis or the Rabbanon? This got like the Reis or the Rabbanon. Well, we said right away in Sif Aleph that there's no Kazayis, there's no Reis or Bayerot. The question is it Chatishir maybe? But certainly it's not Bayerot, yes. If it's been a bar that's Amak Asara, you do Bittel. It's but there's no bayira bayimatzei when you're mevatlin, it's hefker. Okay. All right. Now sifches is quite significant, even though it may not start out looking like something that happens all the time. If you have not a kazayis in one spot, but remember the mechaba holds only if there's a kazayis you have to clean it. What happens if there are two chatzoyzeisim in two parts of the areva, the chutzal batzek beinayim, and they're connected by a string of dough? Rayim kol shiilu yinotel achut nitalim ima. If you pick up the string of dough, this would get picked up with it. Chayav levayir, because then it's considered what? Vim lav ein etzarach levayir, and if not, you don't have to be mevayir. But med devarim amurim ba'areva. This is all talking in a mixing trail. Avol bebayis. What about crumbs on the floor of the house? Even though each piece is less than a kazayis, and there's no string that you could lift up that would attach the two of them, still chayiv levayir. You mechuyev to sweep your floor for crumbs. Why? There are times that you might sweep the floor, and if you're going to sweep the floor, you'll be gathering all the crumbs together, and it'll come together and be a kazayis in one spot. So therefore, a person should, if there's a chash, if there's a kazayis altogether, let me just finish, then you have to get rid of it. But hoya chatzizayis bebayis, chatzizayis baliyah, chatzizayis bebayis, chatzizayis b'achsadra. Even if you would sweep the floor, you wouldn't get a whole kazayis. You get half a kazayis. Let's say half a kazayis in the house and half a kazayis upstairs. We have a kazayis in the house, we have a kazayis on the porch. So chatzizayis b'bayizeh, chatzizayis b'ayishalif nimimenu. We're in two different rooms. Hayo v'elu chatzayizayisim devukim b'ksalom e'b'kayreis, e'b'karkayis. If these chatzayizayisim are on the floor, or the beams, or the walls, e'nechayiv levayir, elu mevatloi b'libay v'dayay. It says here in Shulchan Aruch that it's enough to be mevatl. Now, the what? You know, it's enough to do bit. Now, Dvukim Bixala means that they're not in their place. It's not something you're going to pick up and eat. It's on the floor, on the walls. Well, a kais has to be dover, but karkois doesn't have to be attached. Now, how does that fit with kufim da? It has to be that there's no kazayis altogether, that if you would sweep it together, it would not be a kazayis. You shook at the table because there has to be no kazayis altogether in all the crumbs together. This is the makar we're going to see in a second for a machlekes ha-paiskim, or say a discussion in the paiskim, as to how far a person is going to clean the house. When you go to the house, where do you have to look for chametz, and what do you have to be chayshish for? Let's say a person goes to his drawer. See, it's a drawer. He keeps his sock, and he keeps his socks and his underwear and whatever else he keeps there. So you open up the drawer, you take a look. You don't see any cookies or danishes there. Now, could there be crumbs? Now, let's say it's a makom shemechnisim by chametz. There are times you want to hide some cookies from the kids, and you stick them into the from your wife. Okay, from your wife. So. So you stuck it in the drawer. So there may be crumbs there. There may be crumbs. Are you mechuyev to get rid of those crumbs, or to search for the crumbs, or not? The makar for the kula is a makar in Gemara, which I'll read you in a minute. But first, here the makar in Mishnah Berurah. To bring a raya from a Gemara, it's so hard to bring a raya from a Gemara, but Mishnah Berurah is very clear. The Mishnah Berurah says to explain this halacha that if there's no kezayis swept together, then there's no problem. Mishnah Berurah says after bebayis ein asli lechazek, even though we said before in the trowel that if the dough is made to be lechazek, it's okay. In fact, you have to clean it. Asulahachi. Ilav taima shayidei kibud miskabeis, were it not for the chash that when you sweep it together you would have a shear, loya yechayev levayer. The cholchas izayis oimed bifnei atzmai bebayis. Each amount that's less than a kezayis stands in a separate place. Veleka taima ditziruf kumay la'el gabe kli shakli mitzarfa. By a keli we said that there's a concept that kli mitzarfa, that if in the kli there's a kezayis together, it's mitzarfa. Whatever that concept is, it doesn't apply in a room where not for the possibility that it would be swept together in total a kezayis, there would be no problem. Which means, as Shabur is saying, that the crumbs themselves are not a problem. Why are they not a problem? So there's a Gemara in Psachim upon which the entire discussion hinges. By the way, I should say the Chazon Ish brings this Mishnah Berurah, and he's met me on the Gra. It's based on a Gra. You'll try to figure out which Gra it is here, but it's based on the Gra, and the Chazon Ish brings the Gra, and he disagrees. The Chazon Ish holds that even if there's a crumb, like plug, you always mechuyev to search for crumbs, and you have to be mevarid. He says l'chein nagu livdei kasvarim. He writes that the person has to check svarim if there's no kezayis of chametz in a sefer, but there could be little bits of cracks of crumbs in the cracks. So the Chazon Ish holds that you have to either check the svarim for the crumbs, or else you have to put the svarim behind a mechitza, a sara, because he holds it's a chashash, you might open it on Pesach, which is not always the case. But you put up your mechitza. If you go to Bnei Brak, they take the packing paper, the brown paper, and they make a mechitza in front of their bookcases so that they shouldn't chalila come to open a sefer that wasn't checked. And then they take their old, they take a couple of svarim that they have for Pesach or that they never used, if they could find such a... so, right, there's an old joke with the Chubina Rav. Somebody told the Chabina Rav that the Chazon Ish is so mash of his svarim. The Chazon Ish only cleans a few svarim for Pesach. And he came to his house on Pesach and he said he was learning David Mishar, he was learning Chabina Rav's sefer. He said, your sefer he cleans. He said, nah, it's just the opposite. My sefer is not chayshish that he used during the year. So he's not worried that there's chametz in it, so he uses it. But, what? Send and you sell the crumbs to a guy. Yeah, they sell the crumbs. No, you sell the crumbs and you sell it to the guy. So anyway, the Chazon Ish held that there's a chiyuv to check every single crumb. What does this hinge on? First in Svarah, what does it hinge on? Why isn't Bidika enough? There are two questions we have to deal with. One, if you do bedika, why do you have to do bittul? And one, if you do bittul, why do you have to do bedika? So one is Taisus Kasha, and one is a Gemara. So first, Taisus. Taisus says that why is it that if you did a bittel, why do you have to do bedika? You did bittel, you mevatel the chametz, so who cares if there's chametz in your house? So Taisus says, Shemi yinsekluska yafa. You maybe you'll bump into something that looks good, and you'll out of habit, you'll bump into a cookie, and you'll eat it on Pesach. Chalila. So Shemi yinsekluska yafa, Taisus says, you have to do it. The Ran says a different teretz. The Ran says, because Shema lo yevatlenu yafa yafa. Maybe in your heart, you know, there's a box of Cheerios behind the refrigerator, you're mevatel, maybe you're not mevatel, it's yafa yafa. So there he's chayshish. He says that's why you have to do it. So there are two reasons. Shem yechlenu, shem alay yevatlenu. And then you'll be Adon Bayim. So Frek, so Zot Rav Moshe, the tshuva, he says by crumbs, there's no chashash, shem yechlenu. When you pray, you're going to eat crumbs from the cracks in the svarim. You're going to see a delicious crumb and eat it. And shem alay yevatlenu, yafa yafa. What do you mean alay yevatlenu, yafa yafa? It's nothing, nothing to get excited about. And therefore, Zachar Moshe, you don't have to do bedika for pirurim. When you do bedika chametz, you're not looking for crumbs. You're looking for cookies. You're looking for something of substantial that you might eat. And that's all that the cleaning of the house has to be, is a checking for something you might eat. So Mimela, according to that, you don't have to check the toys. People take the toothpicks and the Q-tips. To toys, to clean out toys or things like that. It's not, there's no chashash, you'll eat it, and there's no problem. Chazainish says he disagrees. Chazainish says the reason is Shami Yim Tzagluski Yafa. But it's a light plug. Once Chazal said that bittul is not enough, light plug, and no matter what, a person always has to check, and it's a light plug. The Akash is on the Chazainish. Chazanish says loy plug. There's a case later in Siftes, very interesting case, where a person took a loaf of bread, apparently a big loaf, and he was miyachid in yeshiva. He needed a stool. So he took this loaf of bread and he smeared tits all around it. He plastered it all around. He made a box out of it. And he uses it either to sit on or he uses it as a footstool. So that type of thing, it says you're allowed to have in the house, even though inside it's chametz. And the Rishonim there use the lashon of bittel. That the reason is because that's also a form of bittel. You take chametz, you smear tit all around. It's bottled. The Mishnah Berurah there says, afagav de ba'alma. Even though usually afilu bittle behedya, the chashvei la'afar loy mahani midrabanan. Even though normally we say bittul is inadequate, it doesn't help. Why is it bittul good enough? Like Taisus said, cause you might bump into it and you'll eat it. Here, we're not afraid he'll come to eat it because it's something that he made into a stool. And it's also moyis. It's also not something you'd want to eat. So if you wouldn't want to eat, we're not chayshish, it's enough bittul. So see some here, it's not like the chazanish, it's not like plug. What? It's bottle. No, it's bottle from being chametz. It's a bittul of it being chametz, not hefker. But it has no chashivas of chametz. No chashivas of chametz. You made it ice chametz by changing it into a chair. That itself is a problem. So, it's also fine.
You can have a nasa,
but you can even have a nasa. You
can
have a nasa because it's ice. The Shabur says, the Zemahani, I feel a line if some achila. Even though if you cut it in half, you'd find a good piece of bread. What? No. You mean maybe it's not the same bittul? The Chazanish is talking about. It could be it's not a raya. It could be the Chazanish is talking when you're doing a bittul bepeh. And here it's talking, you did a maisa. Mavakla with Tochai said it's here. Maybe.
It's not
kapadara, it's bitlay mishay maichel. So it could be that a kasha the chazanish. Chazanish says light plug and a bitl bepeh. But when you change it into something else, Could be.
Yeah,
I understand. All right, so it could be a takanatik, it's not a kasha on the chazan. It's a different type of biddle. I was wondering about this. I think I mentioned yesterday by Sudish Lishas that when the kids have these pictures they make in school, and someone once told me he cleaned his whole house and he found on the refrigerator a smiley with a macaroni, you know, was part of the smiley on Pesach. It was hanging on his refrigerator. He felt terrible. So I'm not sure, you know, if that macaroni, you know, they paint it over a little bit, they glue it. I'm not sure that that's not the same as this. I wouldn't be comfortable having it on my refrigerator, but it's also batlei mishay meichel. It's never going to be used as a meichel. And is that like toch petit, a little bit of paint? I'm not sure, but anyway, getting back to the Igros Moshe. So maybe even better. Okay, perhaps. I'm assuming it's Roy Lachil. If you would soften it in water. But anyway, you can't cut it. Unless you cut it. So here also, if I peel it off, I'm not going to.
It's the same thing.
I have to peel it off the paper. I'm going to eat the paper. Part of the paper. Okay, at any rate, getting back to our Iker Shaila, the Machlaikis, the Chazainish, it's funny, it's Machlaikis, the Chazainish is Chumra against the Gra, the Mishnah Brura, and Rav Moshe. Because the Chazainish himself says that the Mishnah Brura brings the Gra, holds this way, and it's a Pella. He himself says that it's a Gra and it's a Mishnah Brura that holds that you don't have to check for crumbs. And the Chazainish disagrees with that. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Now it becomes interesting. So Rav Moshe has two tshuvas. First, the first tshuva is in the original chelik of Igros Moshe, Simin Kuf Nun Hey, I believe. So Rav Moshe says that this all depends, Kuf Mem Hey, I'm sorry. This all depends on a Gemara. The Gemara asks the other way around. If you did Bedika, why do you have to do Bittel for? If you did Bedika, why do Bittel? The Gemara says the following. My time. If I did bedika, why do I have to do bittul? That should be enough. Imishum peruim. You worried? Did you miss some crumbs? Halai chashivi. They're not chashuv. So the Gemara says, Ela amarava shamiyim tegluska yafer. Maybe you missed some things, so you do bittul. But the Gemara says, Mabnei peruim halai chashivi. So what does that mean? Halai chashivi. So you could learn the Gemara two ways, and that's the machlokes. So halai chashivi, and they're batel by themselves. They're memela batli. If they're not chashiv, they're batel. Why do you have to be mevatel them? They are batel. You say they should be ka'afra the ara. They are ka'afra the ara. They're on the floor mixed in with the afra on the ground. So that's one way to learn that it's batel. That it's batel memela. Or you could learn, as the Chazainish learns, that they're ka'afra ba'alma and they're batel. So therefore, there's no reason to do bittul. But bedika, biur, that you still have to do. That gezeira, like plug, still applies. The Gemara only needs to say, why do bittul? Bittul, you have already bittul. Now, bittul is not enough. You still have to do bedika. The Gemara doesn't mean that you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara only needs to say that you don't have to say a bittul bepeh. Bittul helps on gluski yafa. But you still need bedika, because the Rabbanu was still guys of bedika. What? Well, that the Chazainish holds is a light plug. Then once they're misakin bedika, the Chazainish holds is a light plug. So this is the disagreement between the two shittas. And as I say, the ikka halacha is that you don't need bedika, but the ladies all pass like the Chazainish. And I think it's a mitzvah, really, if they're going nuts, to take some toys, put them in a garbage bag, and put them in the back room downstairs somewhere where they won't bump into them. And it's too bad we can't do it with more than toys. I mean, you take the whole couch and put it there or something, it would be nice. I do want to mention, just because it's late, there is a second shuva in the Igros Moshe who talks about chametz in the garbage can. Says, chametz in the garbage, what's the problem? It's memela batli. Even if there are kazayas or more, nobody eats in the garbage can nowadays. So he says, stuff in the garbage can, what's the problem? The Rambam says, afal pikein. And this is the chumra that's known, not to leave it in the garbage, to take it out of the garbage and put it on the curb. Rambam says, we find it later in Kuf Tuf Mem Hey, that if you have chametz, you put it out for the birds. So it says that if the birds didn't eat it, you should get it out of your chatzah. Why? It's also, once you threw it to the birds, you're not going to pick it up and eat it. So the Mishnah says, we see that afal pi ken, you should get rid of it. So it seems to be a bit of a stira. Earlier, the Mishnah says, piruim are no problem. And here he says, these are like piruim, but afal pi ken, you should get rid of it. So it could be, he had the bigger pieces, it's different. But it also could be that there's a difference between bedika for crumbs, or when you actually see the crumbs and have them in your hand. It might be like a pshara between the shitas, because Einish brings a few rayas to his shita. But if you look at his rayas are all from bior chavetz, not from bedikas chavetz. He has rayas that if you have pirurim, you have to destroy them. He doesn't have rayas that if you have pirurim, you have to look for pirurim. There could be a yishuv is to look for crumbs that you're not mechayev to. To burn, if you have the crumbs, be a dayan. Maybe to get rid of it, maybe that you have to. But afal pi ken, from some tuf mem dalet that I read in the beginning, it's mashma, that just throwing it to the floor where people step on it is adequate. And therefore, the ikar halacha sounds like a person is not mechayev to check for the crumbs.
So,
yes. Not a bikas chan, it's all you have to do is make sure each place was checked. That's all. You go, you're looking for Kluska Yasa. For Kluska Yasa.
My wife is in the back. She's in the back.
I saw that Sahari says the same thing. I don't know if everyone agrees to it. I don't know. With all the books and everything, I don't think anybody tried. And I can tell you that something has zero taste, it's certainly not like Philip Keller. And if it's bitter, I can't imagine that's real. But we're not done yet, because this is only half the story. This is only half of it. Look into Sif Dalit, if you don't mind. Davar shenis arif by chamis, the einai meichel adam klau, by she einai meichel kol adam, kena triako ki yisavai, whatever that is. Afa pisha mutal lekaymai. Here he's talking about why lachilas adam all of a sudden. Davar shenis arif by chamis, the einai meichel adam, by she einai meichel kol adam, kena triako ki yisavai. Afa pisha mutal lekaymai. So here he says that it's not really lachilas adam. You're allowed to keep it. But also la'ichvay ad achar ha'pesach, afu pi she'im bay min ha'chametz ala kolshu, harizeh also la'ichvay. So here he says that chametz ha'sisal me achilas adam, you're allowed to keep on Pesach, and you're not allowed to eat it. Why are you not allowed to eat it? What's the problem? So it says, this is the book of Avram, I think it's going to run the other year from the Shabura. Asalai chlai, Ashena rai lachila. The Kamakim, Kivin du achlai achshadei. What would it say here in the Shabura? It says, now rai lachila sadam is really mutter. But if you're going to eat it, achshadei, you made it chashuv. So therefore, it's asati. But inshallah, we just learned this phase, exactly the same mystical title. We learned, it's now rai lachila kelev, you're going to keep it. If you eat it anyway, it's achshadei. And medicine is different. That's all by Enoroi Lachilas Kelev. Here at Sif Dalet, it says exactly the same thing by Enoroi Lachilas Adam. So some of Enoroi Lachilas Adam has the same rules of Akshane.
What happened over here? What was not Enoroi Lachilas? The Chomet that fell in or the food that fell in?
Okay. The Chilak here, and that's the answer. The Chilak here is really a Rajva and a Rav. And it's really a Rajman Aran in Simon Kuf Gimel, back in the other day. The truth is, in Yeshiva Velt, it's called the Reb Chaim. Even though it's a Rajman Aran. But there's a Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam, who answers a stira to Rambam, with the aside, there are two types of pogo, and the truth is, it's just saying the Rajman's the aside. What is his aside? There are two types of pogo. One thing is when you eat something be'em. When you eat it, the way it is, you have a piece of bread. It's spoiled. Is it mutter to keep it? Is it mutter? Is it not mutter?
So that is totally in one set of dinim of Purim. You have the issur itself. Rav Dafka, Kuf Gimel is talking about other things, not talking about bread. So what other issurim? It becomes spoiled. That's one set of rules. There's a second set of rules, which is the Karubis. Explain the difference. Are you allowed to eat a fly? It's real of the United Israel. Because it's real taste good.
But it mixes in with it.
It tastes terrible. How do I know? There's a Shulchan Aruch who was in it. It tastes terrible. Flies don't taste good. Now, why is it Aster? I start right, lucky, let's get. Right? But we say to Aruch, this other is a Hester. So if you listen to Kuf Gimel, it says that Apapi Kain Aster Taylor. That's the Lash. It's not a problem, but the Torah asked the Feirish eating these things. Abba became us to a Torah. So therefore, a Zvuv is more. A Zvuv is let's say a Zvuv fell into a Sukkah. That's usually the Shishim connected to Zvuv. But let's say there's no Shishim connected to Zvuv. Does it ask us? Now the Zvuv you're going to take out and throw away. But does the Zvuv ask us? Now that depends. It's nice to tell Mashmach and the Sukkah. It's nice to tell Mashmach. If it's nice to tell Mashmach and the soup, then the soup is mutter. What do you mean? We just said Apo became us for Torah. He said Zvuv is no heter. It's nice to tell Mashmach. So the Rosh, but there are two dinim. There's one din of Pogum, which is bad, which is totally in the Pasuk of Roy Lager. Lager Shem Asher Recha Tech Lev. When it's Be'en, in order for it to become mutter, it has to be not Roy Lachilat Adam. When it's ban, and on Pesach, has to be not like it was chametz to the extent that we discussed. Like it was kelev, to the extent that we discussed. But when it's in the taruvis, 1 minute. When something falls into taruvis, why is it aser? Why is it aser? Tam ki a bitul barayz. Why is it bottom? Because the Torah said tam ki eka. It's nothing to do with the ger. The Torah said nice and tam aser. If something gives a taste, it answers Tam Ki Iker. We learn out of a couple of places in Torah Mishra. We learn out that Geisha Tam of Gam, if it gives a taste, it's also awesome. Nice to Tam Lishvach, I mean. Then it's Tam Ki Iker, if it's nice to Tam, the Rajma learns that two totally separate demons. One has nothing to do with the other. Val Raya. This Raya is actually in the Ran. He brings a Raya. If you have a Keli, Eina Ben Yainoi. You have a tray for pot that wasn't used in 24 hours. You cook food in it. It doesn't answer. Why? A bliya is pogum. What do you mean? The food I cooked in the past is Roy Lachim Asada. I wasn't planking it to make it into Roy again. So what are you talking about? What does it mean that it's that it wasn't? That it is, because Tom Kicker only answers in a case. You know, just to try to work the sink in there. The book. From dancing too late last night. Tom Kirk was a separate thing. As long as it's not Roy, as long as it's not Mishabeach, it's mutter. That's the side of the Rajma. And therefore he says,
thank you very much.
What?
The kitchen sink.
Yeah. What?
The kitchen sink, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So there are two separate sets of dinim. There's one set of dinim for Rai Be'en, and there's one set of dinim for Taruvis. Dafkamina that says in the Paiskin is if you have something that's pogum and it's chayzer b'shabeach, something which got ruined and then it gets better again. And we had this riddle: how could you have two foods that are mutter each, and when you mix them together it becomes asur and abbas b'chalos? So there's a hagod shulchan aruch like a tabagam, because if one food is not edible because it's too salty, and the other food, whatever the echetim says, is not edible because there's no salt, and salt will make it edible, you mix the two together, so then it's pogum, and it's mishabeach, it becomes us. This din of pogum, chayzer mishabeach, I believe this is the Chavis Da'as in Kuf Gimel Aleph. He says, that's all if it's Roy Lager. It's just pogum in the Taruvim. But it's Roy Lager. Once something goes Eder Roy Lager, it's a Heter Gabor. It's a Heter. And then, even if you chayze mishabayach it, that's the first Heter. The first Heter is, even Be'en, if it's not Roy Lager, by Shari Surim, it's Mutter. So, Eder Roy Lager is an out-and-out Heter, becomes Heter. The second din is the din of Tam Keker. Tam Keker depends on the Metzias. If it gives Tam, it's Azur. If it doesn't give Tam, it's Mutter. So even if you have something that tastes very good, you have chocolate syrup and it falls into chicken soup, it doesn't give it a good taste. And trace the chocolate syrup. It's Mutter. Even though it's nice and tough, but it gives a bad taste. So it's Mutter. Now if somehow later you'll be Mishabeach it, then it'll become Usher again. Unless it's Arei Lachelot Ger, that'll be a separate reason. This is the aside of the Rashba. As I said, Reb Chaim says that Shita to Rambam as well. And this is the Iker Shita in Halach. Now this means that in Taruvis, the Gedarim are different. The Gedarim of Roy Lachila and Eder Roy Lachila are different than...
We don't say
Tapkeker on. We don't say Tapkeker on. Tapkeker is only on a Bliya. The Bliya, the Ben, you're not allowed to eat. You have to take out the Ben, throw it away, then you have the Bliya. That's what it has to say. So we have two separate dinams, the din of Terubis and the din of Achila. And that's the difference between Sif Beis and Sif Dalet. Sif Beis was just talking about the Guf HaPas, Pasha Ipsha, Pasha, which became a ruin by itself. That pas is only in the Tavay Lachivas Kelen. Masha'ekein, if it's in the Terubis, Mishlosha Mishnabura, Haidu Chavitz Ma'alya, delicious Chavitz. Rakaidation is Arev, Eine Roy Lamaycho. And because it mixed, that's why it's Arev Lachiva. Then it's totally an Achiva Sada.
She said both foods are Arev Lachiva by themselves,
the Chavitz.
Right. I think it's Melon too, for both the Shuvahs. But the mixture, and so by the way, we took out Chavitz or Chavitz Tavitz?
You have to take out the bed unless it dissolves, in which case it'll be locked back again a little bit. It's bad, of course you have to remove it. If it's not the end, when something dissolves, that's called tap kick. If something dissolves into it, that's lock a lock, or lock a lock and tap kick.
So
it will go together as the base. Right, it goes together as the base, it goes together as the dollar, which is anyway machine. Now, of course, it's talking about Potter Barai. If it's not Potter Barai, then it has nothing to do with tap kick. If it's Rai Chavitz, then it has nothing to do with tap kick. We're talking with Mir Chavitz, and that's where this halacha applies. Now, this means that in cases of medicine, I'm not talking about liquid medicine, but solid medicine. All you have to know is that if it doesn't have a good taste, lachilas adam is mutter, as long as it's not roi chametz. As long as it's not roi chametz, it's mutter. There are some, but there are very few medicines that are roi chametz. Whenever they have a choice, they don't put the chametz at all because of people who have allergies to wheat products. And it's very rare. So here we have a big chiddush. We have a chiddush that any roi lachilas adam is a heter unto itself. There is a chumras haran which I don't think applies to medicine, but the Ran also says there are two dinim, the din of be'en and the din of tarubi. But whereas the Rashba says there are two different parshas in the Torah, one is roi lager and one is tam ke'ikar, the Ran says no, it also has to do with roi lager. If it's something that a ger wouldn't put in, a ger wouldn't put chicken soup into, wouldn't put the chocolate syrup into his chicken soup. So that's also called Eder Roy Lager, because a ger wouldn't add it in. That's how the Rod explains these two deeds. In most cases, it's very little nafkamina. However, the Rod itself says it's a nafkamina. Sometimes you add things, not because it gives it a good taste, but for the kavos, to add the amount that you have. It's sort of when you make a filter fish, you put a matzah mel. So a little amount of matzah mel makes the fish taste good. But like in yeshiva, they can't afford so much fish. So they put in a lot of matzah ale. Why are they putting in so much matzah ale? Of the thing. I once gave a share on the fact that the Shiloh was a bargain in his eyes. They still serve one. They used to serve one night a week. The milk, kasafah, they still serve fish, kumbol, what else. So, so we were sitting there, still thinking the department of his eyes. The consulted fish, no small thing. Yeah, daily taste of fish, and it's mostly not some else. So the Ron says that if you're eating in the commas, again, yeah, what is it for commas? Now, that makes it taste terrible when there. But it makes it terrible. So then the Gare would add the commas. And he says then it would be us. Now this could be a nafkamina in a pill where chametz is added for other reasons. As a binder to give, every pill has something that's a binder that binds together the medicinal properties of the pill. And in theory, if you have chametz, which was there as a binder according to the Ron, it would be us. It's not clear if we paskin like the Ron or not. So somewhere later that Haran Klechech Behet Azul, he says on the Rajma. However, Alach Lamaisa. The filthy water, it's not like a Kela, it's a Zichabi water, they had but the fact is that today, the binders in all the medicines are not covered sticks. They're all stearates of one type, magnesium stearate or some other stearate. They're all other products. Instead of all other products, in fact, it becomes really, even like the Ran, you want to be chayshik lahak like the Ran, if there is no chametz in it, even if there is chametz in it, it's not as a binder, and it's not right. It's right, it's always a problem.
Why do you tell you about the shishim?
Because when I tell you things about the barai, where does the number shishim come from? Tam kiker. Is it estimation that a 60th gives tam? That's why it's tamkeker. It's more than shishim. You still taste it. It's awesome. Because the din is not a din of shishim. It's a din of tamkeker.
Maybe
it's
less than
shishim.
Maybe it's less than
shishim. Yeah, but if it's less than shishim, what's the plus of a rye? It's totally a tamkeker. And tamkeker is what? Tamkeker is... because then I tell you things about the barai. Where does the number shishim come from? Tamkeker. Is it estimation that a 60th gives tam? So that's why it's tamkeker. If it's more than shishim, you still taste it. It's awesome. Because the din is not a din of shishim, it's a din of tamkeker.
Maybe it's less than shishim.
Yeah, but if it's less than shishim, what's this bottle of barai? It's totally a tamkeker. And tamkeker is what? Tamkeker is a nice tamashvach. It has to give a good taste. If it doesn't give a good taste, then it's not. So these are the basic outlines of the medicinal issues. Mr. Shem, we'll continue.